Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God, let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and you read verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath, and without doubting. I will repeat again, I will therefore that men pray everywhere. God wants us to pray wherever we are, pray everywhere, and the condition that we are in as we are praying, lifting up holy hands. When we lift up our hands, it means that we surrender our will to God, and also that we are willing to follow Him and honor Him in our lives. And the word holy, God, means that God wants us to be living in a holy life without sin and doing the perfect will of God. Without wrath, without anger, without grumblings, without complaining, with the right attitude in our hearts, to pray to God with the humility, with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we put the full armor of God on us when we pray, but without anger, without cursing, without doing our own will and pushing our own self, without wrath and doubting, without doubt, but faith in the scriptures, in God's will, faith in God that He will do what He promised. As we know, God has His own way, God has His own timing also to judge, to deal with sin. This hour we should observe to be within the limit of the scripture and be with the limit of the Holy Spirit that leading us to do. Amen. We cannot play God. We cannot take the seat of God. We need to wait upon God to fulfill what He has said in His Word. Our responsibility is to check ourselves, to be in the right attitude, to teach what is right, and to do what is right in the eyes of God as the Holy Spirit leads us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We magnify You. We adore You. We come before You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us. Thank You, Lord, for this wonderful day You give us for prayers. Thank You for the scripture that enlighten our mind, that teach us Your ways, that help us to understand Your will and to accomplish the purpose that You have in our lives. Let's come now to the Lord, ask Him forgiveness of our sin. Let us surrender our will to God. Let us confess our sins and renounce them. Jesus said, come to Me, all of you weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Let us surrender our will to God, be willing to be yoked with Him, not doing our own. Let us come back to the Lord. If you confess to the Lord your sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive you and He will purify you from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin, our anger, our complaining, arguing, our doubts and worries. Let us all renounce them and let us put our faith and full trust on Him, that He will be the one to lead us to do what is right and correct. Yes, let us confess our sin. Forgive, Lord, and purify Your church from all unrighteousness. As we lifting up our hands to You, we surrender our will to You, Lord. We know, Lord, that You have Your own timing, You have Your own way to judge and to deal. Yes, O God, we repent from our own ways, our own self, willing and doing things not pleasing to You. Help us, Lord, to persevere, to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Commit yourself, yes Lord, and commit myself to express more the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. Love and peace and joy and self-control and patience, perseverance, long-suffering. You help us and you guide us to go on and do the work of yours in full, O God. We trust you, Lord, that you will reward us, that you will answer our prayers, that you will help us to achieve the very thing that you want us to achieve, O Lord. Thank you, God, that you will fight the battle for us, you will deal with the enemies and the evildoers, and those who oppose the truth, and those who persecute us and persecute your church, and those who persecute your word and fight against your will, you will be the one to deal with them, O God. Let's now come to the Lord. Let's give him thanks for all his goodness, the salvation, the promises that he gave, the eternal life that we have with him, the place that he prepared in heaven. Let's give him thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the good health, for the joy, for the peace, the sleep we have, the water, the drink, the food, the supplies, the resources, the bed, the family, the favor, the wisdom, the understanding, the right decision. We thank you, Lord, for all these that you give to us, and thank you for placing us in your church, in your people. We thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness unto us. You will be the one, O God, to continue to lead us to do the work of yours and your will, O Lord. O God, we magnify your name, we adore you, we worship you. Let's come now to God and let us utter to him our needs, what we need, not our wants. Yes, Lord, by faith we request, we put our requests unto you. Be anxious about nothing, but in a prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, this is our request. This is my request, O God. I don't put any condition. I don't suggest to you how to do it. But please, God, I trust you, Lord, that you can do it. You can answer it in whatever way. Lord, hear our prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the answer of prayers. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your provision and your support unto us, O God. Let's pray now for our families. Let's pray now for our loved one. Pray for your spouse, pray for your wife. Pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Let's pray, I pray, every family shall shine for you, Lord, that the people will see Christ through the families. I pray that every husband will lead the family, putting you in his head, leading him to do what is your will and your plan. O God, I pray for wives to be obedient to you by obeying the instruction that you give. O Lord, through their husbands, O God, through your word, through your commands, in the name of Jesus. I pray for parents, bless parents, O God, bless the parents to be united, to lead their family, to lead their children in the way of righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for everything you give and you provide for your church and your people. I pray for family worship to continue. I pray for each family to extend to the neighborhood, planting Bible studies, inviting people to Christ. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us and support us and strengthen us. Lead us to do your will and full, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray for one another. If you know a brother or sister having problem, or you know anyone or any family or any situation now need the prayers, go and pray, leading by the Holy Spirit, to pray for that particular situation, for that brother, for that sister, to come and to know you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your help and your support unto us. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord. You are a great God. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, pray. Answer, O God, provide, supply, help, strengthen. There is no one like you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you, God. Help us, O God. Help us. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Pray now. Let's pray now for the place that you are working, your job, your income, your salary. Pray for your boss, your colleagues, the people around you in the workplace, for all the administration that around you, the place that you are working in. Let's pray that through your salvation will flow, people will know Christ, people will follow the will of God through your life. We pray, Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. We are praying for our places of work, salvation for our bosses, salvation for our colleagues. Lord, I commit myself. Yes, tell him, Lord, I commit myself to preach your word, to invite others, to be a good example, to that they, when they will see me, they will see Christ, to have good attitude, to surrender my life and my will to you, Lord. Oh God, help me, Lord. I fully commit myself to serve you, to be a good example, to be obedient to the rules and regulations, to go against corruption and evil doing in my workplace, but to be set example to others. I pray, Lord, for my brethren, they will lighten their workplaces, and also I pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will receive their salaries and incomes. Lord, bless the companies that they are working for their sake, and whatever pending salary they will receive. Oh God, give them, Lord, income continually. And Lord, I pray for our brethren who are not employed. Provide them income. Provide them job in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now for the two nations of Sri Lanka and Ukraine. Let's pray for the war in Ukraine to be ceased. Lord, we pray. We pray for this war to stop, O God. Hear our prayers, Lord. You have a purpose, O Lord, that you allow this. Let your purpose prevail, but Lord, we pray. Save our families and our loved ones there. O God, save those people who are prepared for salvation and for the sake of the old, the young, for the sake of everyone, Lord. Stop this war in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of war. Spirit of fighting, we rebuke, we cast out, we claim that soon will be stopped, O God. We trust you, Lord. You have heard, God, O Lord. We pray also for the nation of Sri Lanka. We pray for the crisis that they are there. It will be also, Lord, the economic crisis there will be subsided. I pray for the bitter problem to be solved. We pray for resources to come to this nation for the sake of our brethren, for the sake of your church there. Make a way, O God, that our brethren will be relieved. They will be able to send their children to school, O God. They will be able to have resources. You make a way, O God. Provide, Lord. Open your hand and provide for the nation of Sri Lanka. Strengthen our brethren there in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for our neighborhood, pray for your colleagues, pray for your relatives, pray for your neighbors, Pray for your old classmates, college mates, schoolmates. Pray for their salvation. Pray the salvation of God will flow through you, through all the contacts that you have, that people will know Christ through your life. The people that you meet every day in your going to work and going back, the people you meet in the market. Pray that God will use you to proclaim His word to them. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry. We pray for all this, our contacts, our loved ones, our relatives, our neighborhood, our colleagues, the people we meet every day. We pray. Lord, we pray for everyone, for the cleaners in the street, for those who are also serving our families, those we meet them every day. We pray for them to be saved. We pray, we commit ourselves to give your word to them, O God. Open our mouth, O Lord. Lord, let be when we open our mouth that we'll give the message in the way it should be in the name of Jesus. Soften their heart to accept you as a Lord and Savior, that they will give up their sin and they will commit their ways unto you, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our prayers, O God. Let's pray now for the nation that God had placed His church here in UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Malawi, Austin, Nigeria. Let's pray for all this extension. In also Armenia, Lord, we pray, bless all these nations that your church, your people had reached out and extend, O God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you grant us favor from the authorities, that whatever we need from logistics, from documentations, the need of office, you will be the one to provide, O God, you will be the one to give. And Lord, whatever office we need, we trust in you, Lord, that you will provide to us instantly and according all the needs you will meet in the name of Jesus. I pray for vision and dreams to reveal to those rulers. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We commit ourselves to follow the rules of the countries, that we will abide with the rules that is go along your word, O God. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to pray for the lost. We commit ourselves to be good citizens in all these places, to shine for Christ. Yes, O God. Lord, we pray for more people to save through our life and our style and our ministry in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church. Pray for yourself. Pray for all the ministry of the church to grow. Bless the worship ministry, the publication ministry, the translation ministry, the youth and the children ministry under their parents, oh God. And Lord, I pray you bless all these ministries and bless also the church school, the church clinic, the church banking. Bless it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Use it mightily to help and to equip and do the service of yours and to show your love and your concern for your people. Lord, and we pray, oh God, we pray that you once again refill us with the Holy Ghost. Send your Holy Spirit and fill us. Let be, Lord, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and also, Lord, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, prophesying, and teaching, and gift of evangelism. Give us evangelists, Lord, to reach the lost, O God. Enable us, O God, to save you, Lord. And let the vision of the church be fulfilled, multiplication, peace, with implementing the whole will of God. We pray it will be fulfilled. We pray, O God, even, Lord, Lord, today the worship in your hand, we ask you to bless our worship, bless the songs, the prayers, the giving, the word of God, the message that you send to your church, O Lord. Oh God, we pray that your name be magnified and glorified. We pray also, Lord, for this recording. Use it, O God. Use this recording, Lord, to reach the rest of your body, the rest of your church and the workers, the members, and the congregations, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord in His holiness. Thank you, Lord.
Desire is to be where you are, Lord. You are our great shepherd. You are our Lord, our Master, our King. As a shepherd, O Lord, you will never forsake us. You will not leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, my shepherd and only provider.
Follow me all the days of my life.
our very good shepherd. Thank you, Lord, you have prepared a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. Thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed you in our very head, Lord. And truly, Lord, our cup overflows as we put our trust in you. Thank you, Lord. Only that you, Lord God, that our faith will continue to be in one accord, Lord God, with you. And our faith, Lord, as brothers and sisters, Lord God, will come together, Lord God, in unity, in one voice, worshiping and lifting up your holy name.
Father, we ask of you this day.
Let us be seated in His presence. Let's continue to worship the Lord. And let us listen to His word to direct us to the task that God wants us to go on. Before we go to the world of God, let's collect our tithes and offering our first fruits and bring them to the storehouse of God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for all that you provide for us. Thank you for your grace, your provision, your help, your support. Thank you for your supply we receive from you. Thank you for your grace. And here we are, Lord, we bring to you our tithes and offerings and first fruits and vows. O God, accept, O God, and look from heaven. And pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. I rebuke the devour in our lives. And I pray also, Lord, that you use this money, multiply it to raise the loss and to meet the needs. I pray for our brethren who have no job, provide job and income, provide resources for us to continue to serve you and do the work of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that grant us unity. We need to be united on God's word and God's will. Today, the message will be about the issue of unlawful marriages. This is one of the issues that the Church of God UA is long years we are dealing with that issue, and the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament deal with this issue. Why we need to deal with the issue of the unlawful marriages? Because as long as the relationships continue, fornication and adultery will continue also. And we know very well that those who are involved in adultery, they will not enter the kingdom of God. We can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. This is one of the serious issues that we need to take seriously, this matter. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Fornicators, adulterers will not inherit the kingdom of God. And unlawful marriages, since the relationship continue, and they will not separate, the fornication and the adultery will also continue. There's no salvation for such kind of people. Fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. We really need to be concerned about the salvation of the people. When there is sin and the sin continue, there is no salvation. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, this issue now is more serious nowadays because it is widespread. It is widespread in all our nations, and since the church is spreading and the Church of God have ministries and had reached countries and nations of different places, and such sin is such widespread everywhere now, our workers, our members need to be aware and equipped about this matter so they can teach and they can admonish, they can correct. The Old Testament scriptures have dealt with it. The New Testament scriptures have dealt with it. We'll go through these scriptures and we'll study. And we will receive the conclusion that God wants us to achieve and to understand. In the Old Testament, let's go to the book of Ezra. Book of Ezra, chapter 9. Ezra, when he was informed that the people of God, they get intermingled and married from the heathen nations around him. He took that matter serious because the holy race, the holy seed, will be intermingled with the heathen and with their practices, and that would spoil the people of God. And he took the decision and the measure to separate those from their strange wives who had brought such corruption in the holy race. Ezra chapter 9, verse 1-4. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed, as the holy race, have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yet the hand of the princes, the rulers, had been chief in this trespass. And when I hear this thing, I rent my garment. They took it very seriously. And my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the word of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Israel took the matter very, very seriously. And we also need to take the matter seriously and go through and deal with such marriages. Such marriages are widely spread outside the body of Christ and inside the body of Christ. And we should not be intimidated. We should not be afraid because of persecution and opposition that will come when we deal with such cases, but we need to go forward and deal with it according to the scriptures and according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we need also not to be accepting the plan of the devil who will try to corrupt the church and will try to impose something on us. We need to deal with it, because otherwise the church will be affected, and those remaining who want to live in the fear of the Lord and want to follow God, they will be also affected if you will not deal with such kind of sin. Israel faced the people with their sin, and he told them his decision that they need to be separated from their strange wives. And finally, they agree with him. In Ezra chapter 10, we read that. Now when Israel had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. That's the issue. And Shekaniah, the son of Jair, one of the son of Elam, answered and said unto Israel, we have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land, yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. God raised up people with Israel to deal with such kind of issues, put away the strange wives and their children. They decided that they need to be separated. Arise, for the matter belongeth unto thee. We also be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. God in the past enabled us to do that, and we will continue to do what is lawful according to the law of God. Then arose Israel and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swear, they agree. Then arose Israel, and verse 6, then Israel rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem, and to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem. Within 3 days, it was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. And Israel, the priest, stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now, therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers. He faced them with their sin. Ye have taken strange wives from the foreign nations. And do this, and do his pleasure, and separate yourself from the people of the land and from the strange wives. He taught them his decision that they need to be separated. That is what we need to do to deal with the unlawful marriages. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do. So they agree about what he had said. In the same way, we need not to be intimidated or afraid from persecution or opposition. The unlawful marriages will corrupt the church, and we should deal with that issue seriously. It is so widespread situation now, inside the church and outside the church, and we need to deal with it. The rest of Ezra chapter 10, from verse 13 to the end, it contains the measures and the list of the people who were involved and finally were obliged to be separated from their foreign strange wives, so that these unlawful marriages will not destroy the church. I will read. But the people are many, and it is time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without. Neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. They accept their sin. I have speak about that in my other message, titled Kneeling Down Part 8. You can go through it also and get more information I put there. Let now our rulers of all congregations stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and the judges thereof, unto the fierce wrath of our God, for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jehaziel, the son of Tikva, were employed about this matter. And Meshulam and Shebithai, the Levites, helped him. And the children of the captivity did so. And Israel, the priests, with certain chief of the fathers after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated. And sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. They make a list of them. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had taken strange wives, namely of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, Messiah, and Eliezer, and Jarib, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands that they would put away their wives. And being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah, and of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah, and of the sons of Pashur, Eliyahu, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaneel, Mizabad, and Elasaph. Also of the Levites, Jozadab, and Shimir, and Kelaiah, the same is Kelita, Bithahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. Of the singers also, Eliashib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover, of Israel, of the sons of Parush, Ramaiah, and Jezaiah, and Malkiah, and Miyamin, and Eleazar, and Malkijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Eliab, and of the son of Zattu, Eliyahu, Eliashib, Mataniah, and Jeremoth, and Zebadiah, and Aziza. Of the sons of Bibai, Jehonan, Hananiah, Zibai, and Athlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Maluch, and Adiah, Jeshub, Sheel, and Ramoth. And of the sons of Pahath, Moab, Adna, and Chilal, Binaiah, and Messiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, and Beno, and Manasseh. And of the son of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, Shemion, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashum, Matani, Matathai, Zabad, Eliphaz, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shemi. Of the sons of Bani, Maada, Amram, and Yil, Binaiah, Bideiah, Chilu, Vaniah, Merimoth, Eliashib, Mataniah, Matinah, and Jaasua, and Bani, and Binomi, Shemi, and Shilimiah, and Nathan, and Adaiah, Makna, Dipash, Shashai, Sharai, Azaril, Shilimiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph, of the sons of Nebo, Jael, Matithiah, Zabad, Zibina, Jadua, and Joel, Minaiah. These are the list of those that they have dealt with them. All these had taken strange wives, and some of them have wives by whom had children. All of them finally obliged to be separated from their foreign wives. That is what I can speak from the Old Testament here. Now, the question is, where in the New Testament such issue had been dealt with? With this issue had been dealt with in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ, He dealt with this issue of the unlawful marriages. When He confronted the Pharisees, the Jews with the matter of the divorce and remarriage. Divorce and remarriage. The marriage after divorce is one of the unlawful marriages. Let's read, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 19. Book of Matthew, chapter 19, and when they ask the Lord, it is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause. When they came to ask about the about divorce, verse 3 to verse 12, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall twin shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twin, but one. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Jesus did not agree about divorce. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffer you, allow you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. It is very clear here, Jesus told them, if you going to put your wife for, put away your wife for any reason, it is Moses alive, because you have a callous heart. And you know that those who have callous heart, they will not enter the kingdom of God. And he told them, from the beginning it was not like that. In the book of Genesis, there is no divorce in the mind of God. Now, Jesus further, in verse 9, what he told them, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, I mean divorce, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Here Jesus, he allow only one condition for divorce, and that is fornication or adultery. He say that is the only exception. But let us also think about it. Jesus spoke to the Jewish that man will be allowed to divorce for one reason, if the wife will go with other man. But the law, according to the law of the God to the Jewish, what they will do to the partner who get involved in fornication or adultery, what they will do to him? They will stone him. And when he is stoned, he is dead. So here, what Jesus spoke, you know, what Jesus say, whosoever shall put away his wife except it be for fornication, and shall marry another. When they put her away because of fornication, they will stone her. So she will be there, or he will be there. So the partner who is left, and his wife had been stoned, or his husband had been stoned because of adultery, they can go and marry other person. But no, you know, let's read also John 8. John 8, it confirmed that the law of the Pharisees at that time, the Jewish, they were stoning the man or the woman who get involved in fornication or adultery. So when Jesus say, unless for fornication or adultery, it means that the partner will be stoned, so he's dead. That is the only condition. When the partner is dead, then you can go. But if your partner is still alive, you cannot go and marry another person. Yes, that is the law of God, unless he is dead. You know, let's read John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Why I preach this? Because the body of Christ, the church, are having much of such inside the church. And that's adultery. And there's no salvation to those who are living in fornication or adultery. In John chapter 8, and let's read verse 3 onward. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. She was caught in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? So what was the law of God in that time when Jesus spoke? Unless there is, you cannot divorce unless he is doing adultery. What was the law to the adulterers? They will be stoned and put to death. This they say, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. So the law cleared, it was stoning. And again stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, they were convicted by their own conscience because they did not bring the man who was with her. But the law of God was to stone. What I want to say here is, if the partner is still alive, you cannot go for remarriage. Even if he's living with somebody, he's married another, he is doing adultery with other, but as long as he's alive, you cannot marry. And they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the elders, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now let's go back to the Matthew chapter 19. Now here, we know that we can't stone, right? We have no power to stone people who do all this. Now what I say, if we have no power to stone people, then we have no power to allow divorce and remarriage. We have no power to allow divorce and remarriage. Now here, when Jesus spoke to the Jewish, and he told them that a man, which bears, verse 9, when he said, and I say unto you, whoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and marry another, committed adultery. When he said to them, he committed adultery, what is he saying to them then? What they need to do? They need to separate. Did Jesus dealt with that matter? Yes, he dealt with it. Some people, they say, Jesus, forgive us. How he will forgive you? He did not forgive. If you had remarried another man, as long as the relationship continues, the adultery and the fornication will continue. There is no salvation, there is no forgiveness, because there is no repentance, because there was no yet separation. They need to get separated so that the sin of adultery will stop, then salvation will flow in their lives. What Jesus suggests to his disciples, he said that who many, and he said also, and whoso married her which is put away committed adultery. Even the divorced woman, somebody marry her, he is committing adultery with her. So what is the solution? Solution is separation. And that is the New Testament, that God wants to cleanse his church from such sin. Jesus is coming and he wants his church to be clean and prepared. You know what he said to his disciples in verse 12? And he even talks today to his church. He's telling us this. In verse 12 he says, for there are some eunuchs. Eunuchs mean they have no power to copulate. He says, which were born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs by men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He taught his disciples and to us, to everyone, better to be single, not to divorce and remarry, so that you will enter the kingdom of God. God's willing, we will continue next week this teaching. Let's continue. Let's stand in His presence. Let us confess our sin. Let us renounce our wrong ways. Let us be willing to go forward, accepting the persecution and the opposition. Let us be united with God's word. Let us be united with His word, with the teaching of Jesus, with the teaching of the New Testament, that consider divorce and remarriage is adultery. Let us be willing to go and proclaim the teaching and say it as Israel says, separate yourself. Lord, I pray for courage. I pray for repentance. I pray for souls to come back to you, Lord. I pray for revival. I pray for people who have done such to repent and come back to you in repentance, Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Empower us to teach your word and declare your will with unity, with understanding, with wisdom that come from you, Lord. Help us, O God. Guide us. Take your word and spread it. Make us reach your people who need to hear this word of yours. In the name of Jesus. Unity to live in holiness, to execute your word, to proclaim your will, to be willing to cleanse your church, your body from such sins. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Who is like the Lord?
Who is like the Lord? There is no one who is like the Lord. He is strong and Lord, he is worthy, stand up and give him the praise. Praise the Lord, our God is worthy of glory. From the rising of the sun till it's going down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Stand up and praise him and give him the glory. Praise it and give it to the glory. Stand up and praise it and give it to the glory. I got it worthy of praise.